You're listening to The Friday Daily with me, Eleanor Godley. And you know, if you've just tuned into the station, you're probably a proud supporter of local music. Well, if you want to feel that craving, the upcoming Marrickville Music Festival is on this Sunday. And to discuss, we are joined by Marrickville Music Festival executive producer Elise Espelin. How are you, Elise?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now,
thanks for having me.
That's all right. Tell us a bit about the Marrickville and how it came to be. Are you just jealous of the King Street one, or is it hand in hand?
Yeah, I mean, they're all in OSD festivals, aren't they?
So that's right.
This one came around. It actually kind of pivoted a few years ago to be solely a music festival. So we really leaned into the culture of Marrickville and the emerging bands that are coming out of that live music scene there. So it's now solely music and solely local artists.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Now, whereabouts are the, like, what are the stages? What, you know, do you have like a different themes or different places, or what, how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've actually taken over part of Marrickville Road and the surrounding laneways, and we've got 7 stages. So it's a lot happening in a pretty small space, but we've given the festival side a bit of a shake-up this year. We've launched new themed stages. So for a bit of an example and teaser, we've got our Amped Up stage, which has like really big energy, high voltage rock, including our headliners. So we've got ARIA-nominated pop punk in OSD's Yours Truly there. We've also got our Blues and Brews stage, which is in our beer garden. So that's got, as you would think, blues, roots and acoustic jam. And then we have music pretty much for everyone. So I guess I'd tell everyone to check out our lineup on our website and see what you fancy.
Wow. And you've also got... So these are all outdoor, or you got some indoor?
What's the vibe? I see where you're going.
Indoor so stages or outdoor stages?
They're all outdoors. We've got everything is on the street, our 6-7 stages. That's the festival site, but also our local venues around are doing a lot of pop-up things in their venues as well. So there's pop-up performances all around Marrickville and our local businesses. So basically you could come to the festival site, see these 7 stages, but just keep wandering around Marrickville and find other things that are part of side events, if you will, to Marrickville Music Festival.
Okay. And what is the website we should be going to get our fix of music?
I'd say the best thing to do is Google Marrickville Music Festival, and that will come up at the top. It's hosted on our Inner West Council website. And we've also pulled together a Spotify playlist that lives on our website as well, so people can have a little bit of a listen of what to expect before Sunday.
Right. And are these all free events, or are some of them ticketed?
Our festival site is all free, so anyone can come.
Okay, fantastic. And so it's all music, but I imagine, like, Marrickville is a place to eat. There's creative stores for dining as well?
Yes. Yeah, so we've got quite a lot of stalls and dining options. So we have street food stalls on the festival site itself on Marrickville Road, but then also a lot of the local businesses are doing dining and drinks offers, and we will also have a barbecue at the old post office. And of course we have to showcase our local brews on the festival site. So we've got Grifter, Sundowner, Unexpected Guests and Batch Brewing that are on the festival site, but then we've got loads of local breweries and bars, including our small bars on Illawarra Road, to check out as well for dining options. But you also mentioned stalls, so we've got creative stalls and community stalls. So we've actually partnered with Inner West Artist Markets to bring out creative stalls and local artists to the festival site. So we'll have companies like Queer Clothing, we've got Reggae Rockers doing custom screen print t-shirts, we've got community stalls including Gig Buddies on site, who their whole aim is to help make gigs more inclusive. So there's a little bit for everyone, really.
All right, fantastic. Now, can you tell me what part of Marrickville Road is going to be part of, like, so what's going to be closed off for us?
Yeah, So basically, as far down as Gasoline Pony, that's the end of our site, right up to Illawarra Road. We've actually made a festival site map that's on the website, and that shows kind of the surrounding streets as well as the stage locations and kind of some main amenities. So I'd say definitely go check out the site map on our website.
Okay, and definitely walk or cycle or catch the train. If you're not a local.
I'd probably suggest that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's 12 till 6 as well. So if you're walking or cycling, pop on that sunscreen because we're expecting the sunshine that day, which is really exciting.
Exactly. Look, thank you very much, Elise, for joining us and have a great festival.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate having me.
No problem at all. That was Elise Asplin joining me to chat about this year's festival at the Marrickville Music Festival. It kicks off this Sunday, 12 to 6. Head over to 2SER.com. We'll have the full story with links to their website. Sounds great. I suggest you go and see it.